News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. We will hear more today about a story we told you about Friday, that the Wausau schools are limiting religious music and are delaying holiday concerts because of that new directive. Let's get more from WSAU reporter Larry Lee.
Late last week, Wausau schools announced the Master Singers would be disbanded and elementary holiday concerts are off. Superintendent Kathleen Williams plans to issue a statement later today. Music Director Phil Buck said the administration gave options of performing five non-religious songs for every religious song, have a concert with no holiday music, or postpone concerts past December. Instead, he chose none of the three options. School board members have not yet discussed the directive from administration and the apparent end of the Master Singers. I'm Larry Lee, WSAU News.
There is controversy between the U.S. and the Libyan government over a raid where we captured an Al-Qaeda leader. Apparently, the Libyan government wasn't told about it. More on that from Fox News reporter Emily Wither.
The raid by U.S. commandos to capture Anas al-Libi, the suspected mastermind of the 1998 U.S. embassy attacks in Africa, could damage relations with the Libyan government, who say they're calling on the U.S. to explain the abduction in the capital Tripoli. His son says he was snatched after dawn prayers by masked gunmen as he parked his car at home, charging that the Libyan government was involved in the operation, something they deny. His brother says the capture is an act of piracy. The family are demanding to know why the Americans didn't work with the Libyan government to have him put on trial there. Secretary of State John Kerry says al-Libi will face justice in a court of law in the U.S. Emily Wither, Fox News Radio.
There is a report from Treasury Secretary Jack Lew about the impacts of a default on our debt limit, which is coming up by the middle of this month. More on his comments from Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers.
Lew says lawmakers need to hurry up and reopen the government and deal with a measure that would raise the nation's $16.7 trillion debt limit. On Fox News Sunday, he called on Congress to take action.
I know the direction is bad. There are a range of how bad. It is not responsible, it is irresponsible, and it is reckless to take that chance, which is why Congress needs to act.
Senator John Cornyn said Sunday on Face the Nation, the president needs to get involved.
What he needs to do is roll up his sleeves and get to the table, and I'm sure we can get past the impasse on both the continuing resolution as well as the debt ceiling.
The debt ceiling deadline is October 17th. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
A home in Merrill was destroyed by fire on Saturday afternoon. No one was home at the time. Firefighters say two dogs escaped and a cat is still unaccounted for. There's also a family member who arrived on the scene and a neighbor who refused orders to stay back from the house. They're being charged with disorderly conduct and obstructing emergency personnel. When firefighters got there, this home was fully engulfed in flames. Flames were shooting through the roof and there's no word on what caused the fire. Everest Metro Police are investigating vandalism at Kennedy Park. The incidents have been occurring regularly, about once a week through September. Police and village officials say they're trying to catch the culprits. Captain Clay Schultz says this is usually the work of teenagers in the summer, but since this has continued into the fall, they're not so sure now.
Generally speaking, we associate vandalism with, you know, kids-type activity, and we see that increase during the summer months when the kids are out of school. However, this being towards September with the kids being back in school, we're not really sure.
Vandals have damaged tables, benches, a park shelter, and bathrooms. Anyone with information should call 715-359-4202. We have that number on our website at WSAU.com. A trial is scheduled to begin today in Cleveland for a man accused of running a bogus charity organization for U.S. Navy vets. The scam defrauded donors from 40 states of $100 million. The man was indicted under the name Bobby Thompson, but he may have used other aliases. He ran the U.S. Navy Veterans Association, which turned out to be a fake charity with headquarters in Florida. A charity in our area is benefiting from a recent business donation. Habitat for Humanity received $18,000 worth of hardware and household fixtures from Ace Hardware in Weston. David Weingand from Habitat for Humanity says this donation really makes a big difference.
We filled two vans and a pickup truck with various different items. That's just a beautiful collection of things that they didn't want to put back in the store, but yet we can use both in the houses that we're building and at our recycled building center.
Habitat for Humanity is working on two houses in our area, which will be ready early next year. Here's our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin with meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Some scattered clouds might greet you early on today, then turning mostly sunny for the afternoon, a high of 61 with a northwest wind at 10 to 18. For tonight, clear and cool, some patchy fog possible, low down to 41. And tomorrow, maybe a little fog here and there early, then sunny, breezy, and warmer, a high of 69, a south wind at 10 to 20. Sunny skies on Wednesday and Thursday as well, with a high around 70. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
We do have some cloud cover around central Wisconsin, and we can't rule out some pop-out showers this morning. Get the real-time weather radar, plus the latest forecast and hour-by-hour temperatures on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.